Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. This is Build, Grow, and Enjoy. A very special, special broadcast today, this Thursday, 5/15/2014. I can tell you before we get to that, it's 12:30 p.m. Atlanta, and it's 9:30 a.m. in Los Angeles. BillGrownAndJoy.com. Get on over there and just see all the great and wonderful things that's taking place over there with Bill Grown and Joy. It's just so much going on. Follow me on Twitter at Calithia. You can also follow Bill Grown and Joy at BGE underscore radio on Twitter. This show today is sponsored by Audible, audibletrial.com, Bill Grow and Enjoy, Bill Grow and Joy, or you can go over to Bill Grow and Enjoy. It's tongue twisters, just ridiculous. But this is Bill Grow and Joy, audibletrial.com, Bill Grow and Joy, or Bill Grow and Enjoy.com. And then you guys know the website. Click Audible on the website. There's over 150,000 titles you can choose from while you're on the go from any of your mobile devices. You get a free audiobook and a 30-day trial today. So thank you to Audible for that offer to our many, many listeners. Now, Trent, today, there's a lot that's actually happening and taking place, of course. You know, the whole, you know, many in the entertainment world are still talking about the Donald Sterling situation, you know, all that is being situated out. Then now there's the Solange and Jay-Z fight in the elevator. I mean, but one that really stood out to me, and, you know, I'm always looking for positive things, the things that are actually, you know, a purpose and making a difference and bring happiness and joy. Well, I finally got to view the Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake video, the Love Never Felt So Good track. Let me tell you guys how awesome. I mean, literally they have about four or five different shots from his videos, you know, from Thriller to Beat It to Bad, and they have youths, a lot of the youths within the video duplicating a lot of his dances. So if you have not seen it, I definitely just say, you know, go on YouTube and just type in the Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake, Love Never Felt So Good. Awesome, awesome. I mean, it just really puts you on a happier note. Very, very exciting, and all I can say is just great job, Justin, and, you know, Michael, rest in peace, we love you, you are a legend, but I gotta say, that was well done, so check it out, check it out, check it out, it's definitely, definitely a good one. And also, I know many of you guys know, this is all over national news, and California, San Diego is on fire again, and I am in the city again. Just my luck, right? You know, back in 2004 when this happened, it was just awful. The whole city was just gray with ashes. I mean, it was just like dead of dawn or something. It was just awful. I've never seen anything like that before, but it's not that bad this time around. You know, they have some great, great firefighters here that's, you know, well prepared for situations like this. And, of course, the city and the county, temperatures have been hitting a high 107. And let me tell you, when that hits in California, the driest, I mean, you could pick up a leaf and just hold it and it would just crumble in your hand. So everything is just really, really dry. And the smallest of a spark will set ablaze. So supposedly, seven fires total as of yesterday. I actually have not looked at the update to see if there's any more that sparked, and they're just all over the county and over the city, mostly Northern California. Many have been evacuated as precaution. Thank God, you know, I'm closer in by the shore, so, you know, it's really in the drive of the areas towards the mountains or up northern San Diego. Schools have been shut down as a precaution. And like I said, the city is always so prepared in the county. So all will be fine. It's just containing it because, I mean, it can really, really get crazy with these wildfires. But I just want to say, just be safe to all of those that are affected, including the awesome, awesome firefighters. You know, I know a lot of you guys, and you guys are just awesome, and you really put yourselves out there to make sure you get it under control. So just be safe out there, San Diego. Now, on to the show. You know, there's a lot going on in our communities, and one of the biggest issues is youth violence. Breaking the cycle of youth violence among youth living in Metro Atlanta is what we're going to be talking about today. And I want to say a quote from our First Lady. She quoted a piece of her speech on youth violence in Chicago when she did speech back in April 2013 when that young lady that played at her husband's inauguration, and she ended up getting killed, you know, from being shot. She says, see, at the end of the day, this is the point I want to make, that resources matter. They matter. That's what it takes to build strong, successful young people. It is not genetics or pedigree or good luck. It's opportunity. And that's the key word, opportunity. And today joining me live from Atlanta, Georgia, is Reverend Lionel Gant, organizer of the upcoming SCLC Stop the Violence and Incarceration Love Fest that's going to be hosted at Tulsa in Atlanta, Georgia, to speak on his continued purpose and mission on his philanthropic event, upcoming event that is bringing awareness to the challenge that many of our communities are facing across the nation and, of course, in Atlanta, and that's violence. Welcome back to DGE Radio, Rev.
I'm glad to be here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be back with Beer Grow and Enjoy. You all have always supported us from the start, and the SCLC, we're very happy to be a part of Beer Grow and Enjoy.
Awesome. Well, Rev, it is 2014, and you have your awesome Love Fest upcoming. First, I'd like to say, what is the issue now compared to last year? You know, we want to hear what's the issue now, up to date, recent. What's taking place in Atlanta, in the Atlanta metro area, when it comes to youth violence? What's going on right now?
Well, last year, the SCLC, we were one of the only civil rights organizations that was taking a stand against the human trafficking and the sex slave trafficking that was going on at that time. And our First Lady, Dr. Kathleen Steele, she took up the initiative of fighting against human trafficking with Justice for Girls. And we were making this clarion call last year, if you recall, Kalitia, you know, when we was doing our Stop the Violence and Incarceration Love Fest last year. She was one of our principal speakers that came out and spoke on behalf of the human trafficking. And I did not know that Atlanta, Georgia, was one of the hubs for human trafficking. I'm living in Atlanta, and I didn't know that, okay, until they educated me about human trafficking and how serious it was. Now we see with the situation in Nigeria, where these young girls, over 300 young girls, have been kidnapped and taken. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Now we had a meeting in the SCLC yesterday at the SCLC National with our president, Dr. Charles Steele, and the SCLC is going to take up that fight. We're going to fight for the civil rights and the human rights of those young people in Nigeria. We're going to take up that stand for Nigeria. So that's another big fight that we have. But the thing about the violence in Metro Atlanta, the violence in Chicago, the violence in New York, the violence in Miami, we've taken a stand to change that, to counter that. And our goal is we're going to use the power of education and economic empowerment to counteract the behavior of those that would use crime and violence to produce income. And that's our stand. So we're fighting the battle in the hearts and in the minds of the people right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the stats that's taking place in the Metro Atlanta area? Is it going up? Is it going down? Has there been a change or a difference? What is it, your take on it?
Yes. That's there's been a great change across the nation. Okay, there's been a great change. The incarceration level, although they don't want us to know it, but violent crimes have been going down, okay, since we started this campaign. And not only that, but also the amounts of incarceration, the amount of going to jail, that has also decreased. So we're having great effects because the SCLC, we decided not to run after every case, you know, like every shooting, every case that happened. We decided to, we came up with a 7-point plan to counteract this behavior by changing the hearts and minds of men. So we set up programs, we set up things to, that was going to reach the people to change their mindset, okay? And then once we changed their mindset, it's just a matter of each one reach one and each one teach one. It's just a matter of you know, getting the word out there to the people. And if you know, like it, for example, if you live in my house, you know, the things that we talk about in the house, the things that the rules that we set in the house, they're gonna govern how you act out in the streets. So that's how we decided to attack this thing. Instead of going by case for case, we decided to attack the whole concept by changing the hearts and minds of men. We wanted to change their mindset, and we're having
right.
success in that field.
Right, and that goes back to what our First Lady was saying, the opportunity, and that's exactly what you guys are doing
mm-hmm.
with this Love Fest. I mean, it has turned
mm-hmm.
into something that really just draws the community together and at the same time creating awareness. So let's talk about a little bit what's happening this year. So tell us, I mean, it's free and it's community family fun. I mean, hey, free is
yeah.
a word, but at the same
yeah.
time, you know, there's so
well,
much activities going on. Let us know what's happening this year.
Well, you know, Kalitha, you participated with us last year. Okay, we got these dynamic youth. We got these youth that are on fire for Jesus. They're on fire. They're in R&B. They're going to go out there. They're going to rap. They're going to sing. They're going to dance. And they're going to perform these. They're going to do live performance. And they're going to entertain the youth. But they're entertaining
right.
the youth with a positive message of stopping the violence, stopping the bullying, stopping the killing, stopping the selling drugs. You know, they've all come up with all these songs and all these little skits and plays on how we're gonna stop the violence. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So now when they come out there, they're gonna perform for them live. We're gonna have food. We're gonna have entertainment. We're gonna have all of the nonprofit organizations going to be out there to tell about what they do in the community. We're going to have businesses out there that's going to be meeting with the young people, telling them how they got their business started, showing their goods and their services out there. So it's really an opportunity for our young people to see young people like yourself, like that are running radio stations, that are doing things positive in their life. We got movie producers that are going to be out there. We got models and they're going to be putting on a fashion show. We got designers that are going to be out there who making the clothes. So we're going to expose these youth to a whole new world that they don't have to sell drugs. They don't have to sell their bodies. They can do this, okay? And that's the whole purpose of this Love Fest.
Right. Opportunity. So when is it, Rev? And give us the date, time, the location.
Okay. It's going to be this Saturday at the 17th of May. It's going to be at the Tupac Shakur Center for the Arts. And we always want to start it at the Tupac Shakur Center for the Arts because of what Tupac stood for, the way he rapped, the message that he had, and also the way that he died. And that here it is, it's over like 10 years or so, and they still haven't solved his murder. And so
right.
we always start at the Tupac Shakur Center, and the young people, they come out and they learn a lot about him more than what they see on TV. They learn about what he was really about and some of the things that he really did. So we try to start off our Love Fest every year at the Tupac Shakur Center for the Arts.
And that's 5616 Memorial Drive, Stone Mountain, Atlanta, Georgia, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And
I got excited there, so.
no, you're fine. And that's Saturday, May 17th, at, you know, between from 2 to 5 p.m., correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's going to be live entertainment. It's a powerful event. Because we're going to have powerful speakers coming in between the singing and the dancing and all the all the activities, we're going to have powerful speakers that are going to come out there and tell us, look, it's time for us to make a change as a nation of people. And that's our whole goal, is to change the mindset, to change the hearts and minds of men.
Right, mm-hmm. And that's what it's really, 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 really all about. And you have a lot of supporters behind you. Of course, you have us as Bill, Grown, and Joy, always behind you, Rev, and all your work that you do. You know, you're doing an awesome job, and, you know, in bringing change to this area. Now, Rev, I want you to minister to us for a minute. I want mm-hmm. you to, you know, really just talk to us from your spirit on, you know, encouraging those that are out there and are listening, and maybe, you know, in that middle where, you know, should I take this route or should I go this route, at that fork in the road, you know, just really encourage, you know, give us some words of encouragement, you know, for those that, you know, really need to hear it, you know, while we're here on the air.
Well, this is the SCLC. This is the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and we take all of our teachings coming from Dr. Martin Luther King, coming from the Bible, coming from what Jesus Christ has already taught us. And Jesus Christ has already taught us that out of the heart comes the issues of life. Okay, we can't attack this thing by going after individuals. We making the laws harder, giving them more jail time. None of that's going to work. So we decide to change the hearts and minds of men, because Jesus said that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's what you become. So those little thoughts that come into the heart, that's what produces sin. That's what produces evil. That's what produces good. That's what produces the positive things. That's what produces the good things in life. So what we want to do, we want to change the hearts and the minds of the men and women that are out there. So everything that we are doing right now, if we're teaching our young people to, like out of Proverbs 4:23, well, we guard the heart, because out of the heart flows the issues of life. We got to change our thinking process, Galithia. You know, it's those little thoughts that comes into the mind that we got to guard against, that we got to protect against. And so right now we're trying to feel those thoughts with positive thoughts, with yes, you can make it. Yes, you can become, you can become successful. Yes, you can do it. And we're doing that by setting the example. All of the entrepreneurs, all of the filmmakers, all of the movie people, all of the people that's in the record business here in Atlanta, we brought them all out to this Love Fest so that they could reach out to these young people to show them that, look, in the entertainment field, you can do this. In the janitorial field, you can do this. In the business field, you can do that. We're bringing them all together to show these young people that, yes, you can make a difference in life, and that all starts from the heart. It all starts from the heart. So if we can change the heart, we can change this whole situation. We can change everything around, and that's exactly what we're setting out to do. Dr. King, when he started marching, the nonviolent march, they thought he was crazy, because there was a lot of us that thought we needed to pick up the gun and we need to pick up the shotgun and defend ourselves. Well, the nonviolence over violence works every time, and that's what we're trying to do now. We're trying to teach our young people to make a better and a different example, as opposed to going out robbing, stealing, killing, and selling drugs. It's time out for that. It's time that we move on from that phase of this generation anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. Bring the mecca back. Well, again, yes. Reverend Gant, go ahead and let everyone know how they can get to the event for this Saturday, and then also how they can follow you and the SCLC, you know, on your Twitters, your Facebook, you know, the website,
yes,
and so forth.
Yes, we have several pages that are set up on Facebook right now, where they can go into the Facebook pages and they can join in with the SCLC Stop the Violence and Incarceration campaign. Also we have a lot of people that are going to be coming out to the Tupac Shakur Center. We asked them to come out and support the Tupac Shakur Center for the Arts, because of the great things that they're doing over there. They have a lot of mentoring programs, and a lot of things that are going on over there all year round. And we want to bring awareness to that also. Our main thrust for this year is our, with the SCLC, is our Justice for Girls that is led by our First Lady, Dr. Kathleen Steele. And she is really fighting the fight against the human trafficking and the sex slavery part. And we are really encouraging everyone to go to our Justice for Girls site where they can find out what things that we're doing in that area.
Awesome. So how do they follow you on Facebook once again?
They can just go to the SCLC Stop the Violence and Incarceration Campaign, and they will find that we have several pages that are set up in that. And if they are, and we're encouraging them to go to our Justice for Girls under the SCLC with our First Lady, Kathleen Steele, about the events that are going to be happening. We're going to be putting together a march, a rally, and a march for the situation that's happening in Nigeria. We're going to be doing that right away because of the urgency of the situation over there. So we encourage them to go to the Justice for Girls page and also go to our SCLC Stop the Violence and Incarceration page on Facebook.
Okay. And then also they can follow you on Twitter at National SCLC and at mm-hmm. Reverend Gant. That's your Twitter, right? Rev, R-E-V-G-A-N-T-T, correct?
Yes, but I'm slow on Twitter. Y'all trying to keep me up to date. I thank you, Kanita, because you always trying to keep me up to date.
It's fine, you know. You got to start somewhere, so that you know you got to get it out, so that way it can start somewhere. Well, Rev, you know, it has just been awesome with you joining us. Always, you know, you're always welcome here at Build, Grown, and Joy. Congratulations on a job well done, and God bless your continued journey to make the change. In making a change to a better community for our youth. You know, I love you. You know, you are just my buddy, you know, and then you just inspire me. And, you know, I'm just glad that, you know, you are a part of my life and a part of Build, Grow, and Joy also.
And we thank you, Kalita. We love you, and you know we love Build, Grow, and Joy because you're always at the front end of everything that's going on. And please, We can't wait for you to come back to Atlanta and join us now.
You know I'm on my way.
All right.
Well, take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And there you guys have it. Bye-bye, Reverend Lionel Gant, SCLC, President, Organizer of the upcoming The Violence, Celebration of Life, Love Fest, Stop the Violence and Incarceration, calling all youth open mic, free admission, all ages, food, arts, and crafts, family fun, this Saturday, May 17th at 2 to 5 p.m. at the Tupac Shakur Center for the Arts, 5616 Memorial Drive, Stone Mountain. So head on out there, community togetherness. Like I said, it's free, stopping youth violence, the major issue. Thank God it's going down, and this is why we need to do things like this and have things like this that Reverend Gant has taken the lead on to really bring change to our community and break the cycle of violence among our youths living in Metro Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter at Rev Gant, and that's at R-E-V-G-A-N-T-T, also at National SCLC. That's going to conclude our show for today. Each and every one of you guys, enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to leave you with a quote. A man who stands for nothing will fall for anything. Malcolm X. As always, everyone, continue to build, grow, and enjoy.